Okay. So when he correct your paper, your story, he correct what kind of correction, like spelling, English, or something else?
He corrected, mostly it's Anita that corrected the things. It would be spelling, it would be punctuation, if there's inconsistencies with names, because sometimes I would spell names differently, she would find them. She's really good at that. She would also look for inconsistencies with the plot. If I mess up, if the windows open during winter, she'll call that out. So she's been really, really good at nitpicky things. So that's what I like in an editor.
I see.
Mm-hmm. During about those 5 months, I would try to spend an hour or two a day. Some nights I would just stay up all night writing, because whenever I have inspiration, it's kind of hard to get that back when I forget about it. So I would try to run on that idea for as long as possible. So sometimes I just don't sleep and I just write. But those are, you know, once a month or whatever during those 5 months. But yeah, around like an hour a day each week
now
is what I use to write.
Now, sometimes when you are at school or go out, play with friend, the idea sometimes come across, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to jot down or write down somewhere?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's a crazy world, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's whenever, it's especially crazy whenever I see people and they inspire me some sort of way and they create a character in my mind. Real people in the world, if I see that I like their character and I could use them, like incorporate them into my story, I write it down really quick on my phone. Or if I'm at school, I have a little notebook that I carry around with me just in case. So I have that on hand.